This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, talking with Chelsea Raisler, who's Marketing Coordinator of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. First of all, the Jazz Fest this summer, what is the date and it's which annual?
This will be the 22nd annual. The dates are going to be July 18th through the 20th.
I've been pretty much from the beginning with Rob.
Okay.
Now tell us what is the Jazz and Blues Society? Because this is a good group of people. Some people maybe people don't know about. They probably know, but don't know it's on the Jazz and Blues Society.
You bet. The Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society is a nonprofit organization. The basis for us is not only Jazz Fest, but the scholarship funds and education programs that we do. And then we also have our annual concert series, which this year will begin October 12th with Sienna.
It's always now the third weekend in July. Is it going to stay there now? They moved it last year because of the air show.
Air show, yep.
And the way the government's going, we probably won't have air shows for a little while, at least not the Blues Angels. But the third weekend, and is it start kind of a little bit on Thursday night, or is it?
Yes, Thursday. We'll be starting at around, I believe the gates open around 5 p.m. on Thursday.
So you can bring your umbrella or bring your lawn chair and...
No umbrellas. But you can bring your lawn chair.
Right. Yeah, the umbrellas would block the view because everybody's pretty much laying on or sitting on the ground or in their lawn chairs.
You bet.
And no pets.
No. Okay. Well, other than unless it's needed, you know, for seeing eye dogs, those are allowed. But
well, it wouldn't be fair to the pet to have to stay out there all day, you know. Too. That's not good
for them.
They don't care about the music so much. They're looking for rabbits.
That's right.
But Chelsea, the Thursday is what date? That's July
18th.
18th. So it's 18th, 19th,
and the 20th.
And the 20th. So it's 3 days.
Yep.
It's all free.
It is. And lots of things for families to do. We have the kids area where there's lots of entertainment and arts and crafts. We have vendors, food and non-food. Non-food include some arts and crafts, fashion, handbags, that kind of stuff as well.
And plenty of vendors.
Plenty of vendors.
In other words, you can get corn on a cob, probably. Yep. You can get ice cream.
Funnel cakes, shaved ice. Your barbecue, like such as maybe Famous Dave's, all kinds.
In other words, baby back ribs and of course your favorite beverage, from wine to Budweiser.
They're
a big sponsor, aren't they?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize to bring this free is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yes.
You're finding that out because it's really paid for by the sponsors.
Yep. It is.
And that's what makes it free. So, you know, feel free to bring a little extra money and support the sponsors.
Definitely.
Because they appreciate that. But now tell us, now, you're not going to want to miss Jazz Fest this summer. If you're planning on taking your RV out for a tour or whatever, the third week in July, lock it down in your calendar because tell us who's going to be there.
Oh, a variety. Thursday night we have Dr. John as our main headliner. North Mississippi All-Stars will be there on Friday night as our headliner. And then you might have heard Sheryl Crow on Saturday night.
Sheryl Crow. Now, she's got quite a story of history. I think she's a survivor, isn't she?
Yes, survivor of breast cancer.
And that's important, I think, people to know a little bit more about her because she was, I think at one time, pretty close to thinking she was going to die. That kind of helps your music a little bit, too. I think it puts a little bit of edge on when you're playing out there. But now, it's rain or shine.
Rain or shine. If there is severe weather, we do alert everybody. From stage, we encourage people to stay in touch with the local radio and TV stations, keeping an eye on the sky, as we like to say. And then another thing we will be having this year is a Jazz Fest mobile app. And if you keep your push notifications on, there also will be a push to all the phones saying,
wow,
it's time to get out of the park.
Who would have thought 20 years ago that you'd be sitting at a concert, you know, like Joan Baez, and having people giving you pop-up messages, you know, about weather or, you know, what's next or did you know this? Or I suppose some people are even on Twitter, you know, while they're listening. And it's amazing the interaction.
Yeah.
That, you know, you get instant response to a song. Twitter is a good example. I think when that young boy sang the national anthem, they had quite a thing on the internet about that.
Yep.
But it's interesting now because you can do so much with your cell phone. Now, I think, are they going to set up a little bit of a cell phone boost out there, or?
Well, that will probably be more at our information area about our Jazz Fest mobile app, but I definitely encourage everyone to download it now. It's free. It's on Android and iPhone. There we also have the information about the artists, about the vendors we have thus far. There's the social media interaction. You can keep up with our Facebook and our Twitter and read even more about us.
So just go to the App Store if you got an iPhone or any App Store on the Droid, I guess, whichever too. Type in Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues.
Yeah, even if you just type in Sioux Falls, it will show up.
Wow, that's amazing. So they can actually get that today and be notified again, of any changes or tickets are on sale right now, right?
What does it's free? No, it's free. No tickets.
But, you know, it's hard to comprehend it. Now, Lifelight is another example of how people can get together. But I think the largest crowd you've had was, you had a pretty large one last year.
Yeah, last year we broke our attendance record for about 125,000 people over the course of 3 days. It was estimated about 70,000 to 80,000 in the park alone the night that Joe Walsh was there.
Beats the heck out of a bake sale, doesn't it?
It does.
But the things you can bicycle.
Yep, you can bicycle, you can walk. We'll also have the shuttle buses available again. Saturday we'll have all three areas, the Lincoln, Roosevelt, and O'Gorman. Otherwise, we just have the one on Thursday and Friday. But that's also in the app.
So you can jog on the bike trail.
Yeah.
And get there because it's a Yankton
Trail Park.
Mm-hmm. And now there's more than one stage, isn't there?
Yes, there is the main stage, which we talked about, the headliners. But we also have the second stage, which includes a lot of local artists that are definitely amazing and worth checking out.
Well, let's start marking down July 18th, 19th, and 20th as the place to be. I suppose you'd want to bring some suntan lotion.
Suntan lotion.
And a hat with a brim.
Yes.
And, a blanket, I suppose, to sit on, or your lawn chair.
And a koozie to keep your drinks cold.
That is so important. You got to have something. And the thing is, there's water available, too.
There is water. Lots and lots of water. We ask that you bring no outside beverages, as this is for free. Sponsors help us keep it for free. And the only way that we're also able to help contribute to the cost is, you know, the beverage sales. So definitely come out, drink water, drink beer, drink pop, and keep hydrated. That's probably the most important, is beware of keeping hydrated, and then also take a break from the sun. Go to some of the tents and eat the food and go visit second stage.
Now, Thursday night, the headliner is Dr. John.
Dr. John.
Now, I remember Dr. John in the 70s. Now, you probably weren't even around back then.
No, I wasn't.
But he is... he's got that kind of Louisiana sound, I think,
yes.
A little bit. Wears that top hat, and I think even Sesame Street did a lot of things with him.
Probably.
When you were growing up, maybe. But, Chelsea, what the younger generation appreciates some of these artists that can actually come and play live in Sioux Falls.
Oh, definitely.
Well, if you want to Google Dr. John, for those who don't know, it's wonderful, wonderful music, kind of stuff you just kind of, it's jazz and blues.
Mm-hmm.
Former headliners you've had, you've had B.B. King.
Yep.
Who were some of the others that come to mind?
Oh, gosh. I was just looking at these the other day, too. Well, last year, of course, was Joe Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
We had Sienna she's kind of from the Minneapolis area. The Rippingtons was another big one. Maybe you can help me out with some more of them.
Well, that's just it. My memory comes and goes. Sometimes I get in trouble for remembering too much, and then when I want to remember something, it's hard. But the Chelsea, the main thing is you've got a website that people can go to right now.
Yep. If you go to jazzfestsiouxfalls.com, there's all the information for this year, and you can also even look back. If you click on performers, it has everything from this year, and you can click back and look as well from the previous years.
Now, if you compare this to other jazz festivals around the country, this rate's right up there.
Oh, very much so.
And the artists like to come back because they like coming to Sioux Falls because we really appreciate everybody.
That I would say, even with our upcoming concert series, Dot Zero, you may know, was at Jazz Fest two prior times, and they are ecstatic to be back for as part of our concert series because they love performing in Sioux Falls.
People like Sioux Falls. Back in the 70s, Elvis came here, and he came back again for the second time, in fact, just before he died, at the Sioux Falls Arena. But, Chelsea, now, let's talk about the series coming up here. But right now, coming up this Thursday, this week,
yes,
you can get together with some of the Jazz and Blues Society.
You bet. We have our annual, it would be our ninth annual fundraiser for our scholarship funds, and it's taking place, it's called Jazz and Brews, on Thursday, June 20th at 7 p.m. at Vern ID Acura dealership. There we're going to have live music from the Hegg Brothers, appetizers from Chef Jenny, over 40 beers and wines to sample from around the world, and it's going to be a really good time. Tickets you can get by calling the office, 335-6101. Or you can come to the gate. Tickets are $35 in advance and $45 at the door.
What time is that going to be Thursday?
At 7 p.m.
So maybe bring a driver so you can sample all those beers around the world. or either bring some money for a taxi, I suppose you can do that too. But you probably have sold quite a few tickets already.
Yes. We look forward to having more.
So a little bit of wine too?
Wine, yep. There will also be some wine. It'll be really great. There's, like I said, there will be over 40 beers and wine to sample, and you can also purchase some bottles as well. There's also our silent auction is another addition to that, where we have some great prize packages. One of them that you can bid upon is a shrimp party at Jazz Fest.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Joe Walsh, we have a signed and framed poster of Joe Walsh from last year. There's a hunting trip to bid on and some jewelry as well.
So, how much are the tickets for that?
The tickets are $35 in advance. If you are a current subscriber of our concert series, they're $25, and then they're $45 at the door. And if you'd like to purchase a table of eight, it's $250.
So, this is probably a little bit semi-formal, maybe?
Semi-formal. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's overly formal. It'll be inside and outside. We have an outdoor tent where the live music takes place.
Formal shorts, I guess.
There you go.
And that's at the Vern ID dealership. Which one?
Vern ID Acura.
Acura. And where's that located?
4030 South Grange.
Okay. The one on South Grange. Okay. Because there's a lot of Vern ID spots
there
around
is.
Town. Chelsea, the series coming up. Now, you can get tickets for that, season tickets.
Yep.
And a lot of these are, I suppose, at the Washington Pavilion?
Yes. Washington Pavilion is where you would call for the box office, which is 367-6000. Right now, our subscriber, like you said, subscriber sales are on sale now. Single tickets will not be available until September.
Now, it's first come, first serve.
So yes.
How many are in the society right now?
I don't have that exact number in front of me, and I would hate to guess.
But as far as people who buy season tickets, usually how many are there?
I couldn't
tell you.
You're
fairly new.
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
You've only been with them since January. So. But now, season tickets run about how much for a non-subscriber?
Well, for a non-subscriber, it'll be slightly higher per show. Tickets for the show range between $30 and $50, depending on the show and which section you would choose. If you were to be a subscriber, individual subscriber is $196 for all five shows. You're guaranteed.
All five shows.
Yeah, for all five shows, it's $196. You're guaranteed that seat for all five shows.
You know, just going to a movie with popcorn and pop costs me $20 nowadays. Chelsea, how do you get to be a subscriber?
Subscribers, you can either call, go online, or stop in the box office. And basically, right now, current subscribers get the chance to renew their seats. And then, if you would like to become a subscriber, we keep where you would like to be seated. So then, after we go through that whole process, we give you your seats. So it's kind of hard to explain in one short sentence. But
are there sometimes some meet and greets at some of these concerts?
Not that I've known. Sometimes we do education pieces to them. Sometimes we have like a pre-concert talk. I don't know for sure. I couldn't tell you which artists may be doing that this year.
And of course, in the lobby, there's always wine.
And
you can really have a very enjoyable night and relax.
Very.
And I can remember when the only culture we had in Sioux Falls was Al Schock's Nordica cottage cheese. He invented the culture for that. But we've really come a long ways, Chelsea, since before your time. I think even in the last 30 years, we really, you know, we've had all these people coming in from New York and Wells Fargo and Citibank, mm-hmm. and from East and West Coast. And the first thing the wives always ask is, what is there to do, you know, that has culture? And by the way, can we bring a horse? <You know? laughs> But that's one of the things that a lot of these CEOs and executives look at when they move to Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really has there's a ripple effect of all the things that we do, not just the music that you go and enjoy.
Definitely.
The Washington Pavilion, I used to go to the high school there.
Really?
I'm so old, I don't have tattoos. But Chelsea, the main thing again is this Thursday night at Bernardi Acra.
Yep.
Is the
Jazz and Brews.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, $35. If you have about 30 beers, you're getting a pretty good, well, he wouldn't want to drink that many, but you get samples.
You get samples.
Have you heard of any examples of somewhere? The beers from all over the world, so there's some kind of new and unique things, I suppose.
Yes, and I wish I had brought my tasting guide with me because I could have read a bunch off to you. But there'll be some just great craft beers out there. Definitely fit for the season and will be delicious.
And the silent auction, that autographed picture of Dr. John would really...
No, Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh, that's from last year.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, maybe some of the artists do maybe signing, and mm-hmm. it's up to the artist each time. But I got a feeling Joan Baez is the kind of person who would maybe shake hands or come down to the front of the stage, or, mm-hmm. or you never know. But it depends on how they feel that night. But Sheryl Crow, I mean. Sheryl, tell us a little bit more about Sheryl, because you've evidently been dealing with her people and our people and that type of thing. But what have you heard about her?
She's very excited to come. She cannot wait to come back to Sioux Falls, and I haven't had a lot of direct interaction with Sheryl. More executive director has, but she's just going to be amazing. I'm just really excited for her to be there.
Do you know all the lyrics to Soak Up the Sun?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not going to sing.
have you ever done the karaoke? That's a popular karaoke song.
It probably is. I don't karaoke. I sing in the shower.
Okay. But everybody out there can... A lot of times you'll hear the crowd kind of singing along with the artist.
Yeah.
And that's kind of an amazing... And Under the Stars. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes they have fireworks?
There will be fireworks. At the very end of Sheryl Crow's performance, we will be doing fireworks again this year.
So, again, if you want to, you know, you could be out there Thursday, pretty much all day Friday, mm-hmm. pretty much all day Saturday if you want to.
Yep.
But you can come and go.
Yep.
And you can, if you want to just come, you know, Saturday night or whichever, see Dr. John and Sheryl Crow or whatever, you know. But tell us, there's a lot of local bands get a chance to play on that second stage.
Yes, there is. We have Tinderbox, Phantom Balance, the Haig Brothers will be there. Trying to think of all the other ones. But there's a great list. I definitely would recommend that either you check it out on the app or check it out online and see who all those are.
Yeah, the Haig Brothers are such good musicians. You can ask them to play just about anything, and they can do it.
They're
probably
amazing.
Say hum a few bars, and they can do the whole song. And they're going to be at the Bernardi Acra coming up this Thursday night too.
Yep.
They're fun couple guys that just really play good music. But it's fun to they're entertaining.
They're very entertaining.
Yeah. Now, does Sheryl Crow, has she got any new songs out, or is she releasing a new album maybe this summer?
She did just release a single a while back, and the name of it is called Easy, and I'm not sure when the album release would be with Easy on it. But
now, Saturday night, the headliners usually go on stage about what time?
About 10.
About 10, and it's mm-hmm. usually, what, an hour, maybe an hour and a half show?
Probably closer to an hour and a half.
And if they really like, they kind of keep on playing a little bit.
You bet.
B.B. King's been here, I think, a couple times, hasn't
mm-hmm.
he? Again, because he likes...
Sioux Falls.
He likes Sioux Falls. And you get to know him a little bit. Now, the Dr. John, to me, that's kind of Louisiana blues
mm-hmm.
a little bit. Sheryl Crow is kind of the California jazz blues mm-hmm. a little bit. But you've got a variety of just about any kind of blues you're looking for.
You bet.
Now, Can people bring, if they've got their phones, they can record, I suppose. But I can imagine how many people are going to be taking pictures with their phones out there and tweeting them and Facebooking them and, just having fun. A lot of times, you only meet people once a year at Jazz Fest.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of reunions. We also have people book picnics out there, and there is going to be a lot of picnics out there, school reunions, family reunions, company parties. It'll be a good time.
Well, that's a great idea because it's really quite a few acres. I don't know how big it is, but that's a huge area.
Yes, it is.
And it's, again, just on the edge of Sioux Falls. You can walk there for people that want to, take the bike path or take the bike. You can take, now the shuttles are Gorman and Lincoln.
And Roosevelt on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is go to Roosevelt parking lot or Gorman or Lincoln
on Saturday,
and there's always a little bit of charge for the shuttle,
Right.
But the concert is free.
Correct.
So you can leave your car and spend the whole day, and the shuttle will take you back.
Yes, it will.
And, you work probably 2 or 3 days before that Thursday, just getting things ready and putting up. So this is a long time.
I was going to say, we start on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we start
the Sunday before, yeah.
Yeah, and we start setting up tents on Monday.
Now, I would imagine that people can volunteer.
Yes.
That made you smile.
It did, because we always are looking for volunteers. I would definitely say call our office, email us if you're interested. We have a need of over about 800 volunteers over the course of Jazz Fest, which is a lot, and it's incredible support that we get for those volunteers to be there and helping us.
I remember when I was on the board of directors of the South Dakota Parent Connection, they kind of had one of the entrance gates that they would kind of man and staff and volunteer to help people when they were coming in the gates and that type of thing. So if they want to volunteer, what are some of the things you're looking for people to volunteer for? One thing is probably pick up things afterwards.
Yep, pick up, help set up, pick up. We have various areas. We have volunteers in our beer tent. We have them, like you said, with the front gate, back gate, parking. Pretty much every area you look around and see, there will be a volunteer helping in that area.
And this is a safe place.
Very.
In other words, you don't have to worry about your teenager if they want to go out there with their friend to the Jazz Fest. Right. This is a safe place for them to be, and you can have them call you and tweet with them or whichever. But you've got security. You've got a lot of people to help you with that.
You bet.
How many porta potties do you think you have out there?
Well, I'll tell you that we're increasing it this year. From last year, but I don't have that exact number of how many we'll have.
It's a lot. Yeah, and there's special ones for handicapped people and so on and so forth. Now, for those who haven't been out here, this is a huge stage. It's
very
covered stage in case of weather. They can still play in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all the lights and all of the PA system of a huge outdoor concert.
Definitely.
So, I remember going to a concert in Chicago way back in the 70s where people brought out, would come in a Rolls Royce and actually set up a table with a candelabra, in the middle of the table and that type of thing. Yeah, you could do that.
Why not?
you can use your imagination. But I can just imagine all the smartphones activity. The app, again, for those who might have just woke up this morning and maybe were in the shower, tell us about that app again, because I think this is an amazing thing.
You bet. The mobile app, like I said, it's available for both Android and iPhone. It's available now, and it's free. And in there has a list of artists, bios about the artists, some YouTube links. You can even check out some of their music. There's also our current vendors right now. You can kind of check out some more about the food, arts, crafts, that kind of thing. Another great thing about this app is you can kind of create your own schedule. So when you look in and see this is who's playing on Friday, Saturday, there's a star over on the right-hand side, and you push that, and it creates a schedule of those artists or vendors that you would like to go check out. And you can keep up with our social media. You can read more about us. There's also going to be, like I said, the push notifications. I recommend that you keep them on because if there is bad weather, we'll send out a push notification to your phone alerting you as just another way. There'll be, of course, shouts out from the stage and that kind of thing. But It's just another way in your hand to have that.
Well, in other words, bring your phone fully charged because you're going to be using it a lot.
You're going to be. And another great thing is if you are in the app and you're taking a picture, you can post it on Facebook or you can post it on Twitter directly from the app saying, hey, I'm at Jazz Fest in front of the stage waiting for Dr. John to play.
Yeah, Joan or Sarah Quirrell just waved at me, you know.
Exactly.
But that's just it. You can get right up close to the artist. I mean, you can come right down to the front of the stage. And
pretty close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of concerts, but it's not like you're going to be from a long ways away. You can actually come right down and be right down front if you want to stand in front of the speaker, I suppose.
You know? If you really want to.
Yeah. A lot of people do. And you can dance.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that dance.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. It's a festival of music, jazz and blues, which, you know, is American.
It is.
It's American music. Jazz and blues originated from America, you might say. And the new songs, the old songs, are going to bring back a lot of memories. But it's these kind of things when you do it together, maybe as a family or maybe as a couple or maybe as even it makes a good date, that you'll remember for a long time.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And
especially with all the pictures you can take.
That's right.
It stays daylight, you know, till almost 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, even probably later.
Yeah, and now tell us, how long does it take to kind of clear the park out afterwards? Because you were setting up from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The show's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You've got to be pretty tired by that Sunday after.
Yes.
So you really need some help there.
Yeah, clean up, set up. It's going to be definitely in need of people to help us out.
And there's a lost and found.
There is a lost and found.
If the parent gets lost, the kid can find them.
There you go. There's also a first aid tent area. There will be, you know, our information booth. There's Jazz Fest merchandise. Just fantastic stuff out there.
Will there be a water mist?
Yes, we call it the rain tent.
You can see rainbows in those.
Yeah, it's really neat.
So if anybody really wants to say, here's a chance to not have to spend much money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk to it. You can get a shuttle to it. You can ride your bike to it.
Yep.
And you can stay for as long as you want, 3 days if you like.
You bet.
There's a few people that probably bring a sleeping bag, don't they?
I don't know. Maybe.
And there's camping facilities around the city of Sioux Falls, I'm sure, that fill up with RVs and people coming to Sioux Falls. And people come from, I'm sure, Omaha, from, you know, even
all over.
Paul, Minnesota, North
Actually,
Dakota.
Actually, last year we did, we had a survey. We do surveys every year. We actually had people from about 41 states and 4 countries, believe it or not, were at Jazz Fest.
What countries were those?
Gosh, I wish I had my map. I know one was Australia. There was a gentleman here from there. Canada was one of them. I can't remember the other two, but it was really, really neat to find that out, that is a vast reach.
You never know. People from Europe, I would imagine, you know, they show up at Automania. They show up at a lot of places. There was a young guy that when he graduated in Switzerland, they said, well, what would you like to do? And he wanted to come and see the Battleship South Dakota in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the memorial. But they come here for the music.
You bet.
Gosh, you know, what can I say? It's free.
It is.
And you can volunteer.
You can volunteer.
And you can bring your friends and family. You can have a reunion. You can have a picnic. You know, good people, good music, good food. What else can you ask for?
That's right. Well, there's even the other thing I would add is we do have our 5K race on Saturday morning. So if you feel like getting a little extra exercise in, I definitely encourage you to sign up and participate in the 5K.
Well, you can justify having a few more wines and beers if you wore off a few calories.
You bet.
You can do that. But like I say, there'll be a lot of great food, everything from ice cream to corn on the cob to baby back ribs to you name it. It's the 22nd annual Jazz Fest, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. This Thursday at Bernardi Acra is the Jazz and Brew.
Correct.
And then coming up in October starts your season series.
You bet.
So the Jazz Fest website again?
Is jazzfestsiouxfalls.com.
Chelsea Raisler, Marketing Coordinator of Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues, want to thank you for being with us on 4.
Thank you.